You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Yankees reporter Brian Hoke. And Brian, we're getting to that point in spring training where the numbers start to matter a little more. Everything on the field starts to matter a little more because, believe it or not, opening day basically just 2 weeks away. And as the Yankees inch their way closer to that opener, some good news. Brett Gardner expected to make his spring debut on Wednesday. Should Gardner be in the lineup, you think, on opening day? Is he on pace, despite not having played a spring game yet, to be in the lineup on opening day?
If you ask Gardner, he would tell you 100%. I asked him that very question today, and he said that 2 weeks is more than enough time. I actually said, how many at-bats typically do you need to be ready for the regular season? And he said three. And so he's going to get three tomorrow, and I think he was joking, but I'm not 100% sure if he was. So the point is, Gardner should be ready to be in left field on opening day. I think that it's surprising to me that it took him so long to heal this bone bruise, but I think the Yankees were just trying to be cautious about it. We didn't even know this happened. He crashed in the wall during the wild card game, stayed in the game, didn't seem to be any issue, but about a month later he called the Yankees and said, hey, it's bothering me a little bit. So I think they were being more cautious than probably they needed to, but he seems ready to go. Watched him take 9 at-bats in a simulated game. He's already hit against live pitching, so all systems go for Gardner at this point.
Makes sense to take some time. Those wrist injuries can certainly linger, and you don't want to take a chance with those at all. Another injury, Dustin Ackley, a little tweak this week, a quad injury, missed a couple of games. He's expected to be back for the Red Sox game tonight. At this point in the spring, what is the status for Ackley? Does he still seem like he's got a spot on that 25-man roster? Is he still fighting?
I think he's locked in. And when you look at Ackley, he's a versatile player. He fills a lot of needs for them, especially there's so much uncertainty with the third base backup spot. They need a guy who can back up Mark Teixeira. He can back up at second base. Ackley can actually play all three outfield positions. So they have coverage there between Ackley and Aaron Hicks. So I think that looking forward, Dustin Ackley is actually going to be a pretty big part of this team. I think that Brian Cashman has made it clear he thinks highly of him. I think we've talked about on the podcast before that they looked at analytics and balls that he hit while with Seattle would have been home runs at Yankee Stadium, and it was significant. So they think that if you put him in Yankee Stadium and give him X number of at-bats, he will produce. So they're going to definitely give that a chance to see if it happens. They didn't give up much for him, but they think he's going to play a part for this team.
All right, a week ago, Brian, we were talking about CC Sabathia's first appearance of the spring and how good he looked. Now, on Sunday against the Phillies, not so good. An inning in 2/3, 5 hits, 3 runs. But he seemed to still take some positives out of it. What was his perspective on that outing despite the numbers not being great?
Yeah, his perspective was he understands he's still battling here, but he does believe that he's going to be among the best starters on this team. I think that he knows that he comes in with something to prove, and every time you're 35 years old and you're obviously on the downside of your career and coming off a knee injury and now wearing this bulky brace, every kind of misstep is going to be blown up and looked at a little bit more. But, the Yankees have said consistently they're going to take the best 5 starters for the rotation. CC says that he believes he is one of the 5 best options. So, you look at the rest of camp here and you wonder if he's going to hold off Ivan Nova, how those 6 are going to fit into 5 spots. But as of right now, Joe Girardi says he's not going to take too much out of one start. As you said, the first one was pretty good. The second one, not so good. But they're going to look for improvement, obviously, the rest of the way because they are evaluating and CC is competing for a job here.
I would think because of the first one, it kind of takes the edge off the second one, right? Because they saw him look so good in his first outing.
That and the fact that he looked so good at the tail end of last year, too, right before the end of the season. He really seemed to find something with that knee brace. And those are the results I think you have to look at even more and say, look, he's done it. You can see him doing it. He's obviously learning how to pitch at a reduced velocity. I think he was somewhere between 84 and 86 miles an hour with his fastball in that last start. I think the thing for him was he kind of let that inning get away from him. There was more of a mental lapse. He had two quick outs. There was a tapper back to the front of the mound. He bent over, couldn't pick up the ball, and after that, it kind of unraveled. So I think that maybe CC needed to work on that and just stay focused and not be thinking that, hey, you know, I should be in the dugout right now. But that's what spring training is for. So I think there will be a lot of curious eyes in Yankee camp to see how he bounces back the next time he takes him out.
Aaron Judge and Jorge Mateo are two of the Yankees' top prospects. They were sent down to the minor league camp, something that we knew would eventually happen during this spring. But, Brian, during their time with the big leaguers, what did those two guys kind of show? Maybe start with Aaron Judge. What did we see from him within his time with the big league camp?
I think you saw exactly why everyone's so excited about him. Obviously, the guy's man suspension. He's 6'7", 275 pounds. He's the future in right field for the Yankees, and you saw some of the power. He had a ball during batting practice that cleared the scoreboard in left center field, and that is a big league home run. And I know it's just batting practice, but that even made the veterans stand up and take attention. So I think that there's still things that he needs to work on. You saw him struggle against higher-level pitching at AAA last year. You want him to go down and prove that he can do it. He's going to be fed a steady diet of off-speed pitches at that level, and I think he can dictate how quickly he makes it up to the majors, but I don't think that being up after the All-Star break is out of the question for him. I think that if he goes down and hits the way he did at AA Trenton last year and can put up those numbers at AAA, I think that there's a bright future ahead for him, and there's a reason that Carlos Beltran kind of wanted him to mentor under him and have a locker next to him in this spring training camp, because I think that everybody looks at Aaron Judge and says that's a future big league player.
Judge obviously knocking on the door as far as the major league goes. Mateo a little further away, but you know, what did he show in his chance to play with the big leaguers?
Yeah, I think you see the electricity. I think that people have asked, who do you compare him to? And I think Jose Reyes is a pretty good comparison. I mean, this is the guy the Yankees think he's going to be able to stick at shortstop. The speed is an 80 on the scouting scale. That is you max it out. This kid can run. We saw him triple on a ball hit to left field, and you just don't see that very often. And he showed off a little power, too. He hit a ball that hit the scoreboard in left field, too. So they think the power is going to develop, but he's got that wiry strength right now. Obviously, the speed is his best asset, but the defense looked pretty good. I think that seems like the Yankees have a crop of young players who are all these young, respectful. They're all kind of cut from the same cloth. Disciplined, businesslike, however many adjectives I can throw out there. But there's a lot to be excited about in the Yankee farm system. I think that you're starting to see those players go up to the upper levels. And Mateo, obviously, a little further away than Judge, as you mentioned, but he's coming. So I think that the Yankees have a lot to pay attention to in the farm system, and we'll certainly be tracking Mateo as the season goes on.
Hey, Brian, one more thing I wanted to touch on. Masahiro Tanaka has been great so far. Five innings pitched, hasn't allowed a run, three hits. He's walked a batter. He's struck out five. And obviously, he's coming off the surgery, but it seems like you wouldn't even know it, that there's no real rehabbing going on here. He's just ready to go.
That's what Brian McCann and Joe Girardi both said, too, that if they didn't know that he had surgery to get rid of that bone spur, there's nothing to indicate from his performance that he had anything going on. So that's all good news for the Yankees. I mean, obviously, you still kind of have it in the back of your mind that this is going to be a problem at some point. You know, he's still pitching with that torn ulnar collateral ligament. That doesn't heal itself. Let's not pretend it does. But as of right now, all systems go with Tanaka. And, you know, he showed up at spring training and said he wasn't quite sure about opening day. He expressed some hesitation about that. That has kind of dissipated. So I think that right now he's focused on taking the ball April 4 against Houston, and if he continues on this path, the Yankees have obviously lined up the rotation, so he would be the opening day starter. So he's hitting every checkpoint, he's doing what he needs to do, and the results have followed.
You mentioned that ligament, and I think that as well as he pitches, people sometimes forget that that's still there. But, I mean, is it always in the back of everyone's mind that, hey, at some point this thing is going to kind of go? Or is there, at this point, because he's pitched with it for so long, is it starting to creep in that maybe he can pitch through this contract and it just never be an issue?
It could. I think that would certainly be the Yankees' hope. there are guys in the past who have been able to manage it and pitch through it. Adam Wainwright is a great example of a guy who didn't go for quite some time. So there is a track record, and obviously the Yankees have every asset and every resource to make that be true. But, you know, Tanaka was so dominant that first stint before he got hurt the first season. I'm not sure if he can ever recapture that. He believes he can. The Yankees certainly believe he can, but he was fun to watch every single night. And you're seeing a guy now who's managing with slightly diminished stuff from that level, but he's still a darn good major league pitcher.
Well, the good news is it looks like we'll be seeing him most likely on opening day on the hill for the Yankees. Brian Hoke, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
This has been MLB.com Extras, your Yankees edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.